This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. The World Health Organization has recommended that the world's first malaria vaccine should be given to children across Africa in a move officials hope will spur stalled efforts to curb the spread of the parasitic disease. Pedro Alonso is the World Health Organization's director of the Global Malaria Program.
Together with other interventions, a malaria vaccine will help us save tens of thousands of lives, hundreds of thousands of lives, prevent millions of cases, and help us regain momentum in the fight against malaria.
While the vaccine is the first to be authorized, it's only about 30% effective, requires up to four doses, and the protection wanes after a few months. Still, given the extremely high burden of malaria in Africa, where the majority of the world's more than 200 million cases a year and 400,000 deaths occur, scientists say the vaccine could still have a major impact. Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell on Wednesday told Democrats he would allow an emergency debt limit extension into December, offering a potential path to avoid a federal default. Senators immediately delayed a procedural vote on legislation that would suspend the debt limit for 2 years, and the Senate recessed so lawmakers could discuss the next steps. McConnell said the move would moot Democrats' excuses about the time crunch they created and give the unified Democratic government more than enough time to pass standalone debt limit legislation through reconciliation. McConnell's announcement came after President Joe Biden enlisted top business leaders at a meeting in the White House to push for immediately suspending the limit. The president called a U.S. default on its debts a